It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street. Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. Good to have you on the radio today. Good to have you praying with me here on BPN Radio. This is Thursday, March the 5th, and it's a delight to have you as we pray together. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So I'm just here to tell you that God has a good plan for your life. You can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can meet who God says you can meet. You can pay off what God says you can pay off. You can minister where God says you can minister. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. So it's good to have you on the broadcast today, praying with me. And we're going to pray right now. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here on BPN Radio as people pray with me around the clock, around the world, at this time or any time, as we pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. Lord, we need another spiritual awakening. We pray the will of God be done here today on this broadcast in Jesus' name. The will of God be done. The will of God be done in individuals. The will of God be done in cities and churches. And the will of God be done in this nation and nations of the world. So thank you for praying with me today. It's going to be a great day. We have Bethany Bilbo on from the great state of Louisiana, down in Bayou Country, and she'll be talking about singleness, some things that will really help you young ladies that want to get married or feel like maybe that life is passing you by, time is passing you by. And Bethany's a recording artist. So we're going to be playing some of her music today on the broadcast. And I really got excited about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before Congress and a couple of nights ago. That was awesome. And we're going to be praying today for the elections coming up in Israel, and that God will give favor to Israel, protection over Israel. Would you help me pray right now? Father, we thank you for Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu coming to America. And even though I mispronounced his name, I beg forgiveness. But we pray right now for him in Jesus' name, that you would bless him, bless his nation, protect his nation. And we pray for the elections that are coming up this month. Elections are coming up in Israel. We pray for the protection of Israel. Your will be done about the elections. And we pray that righteousness will prevail in Jesus' name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of the Lord. We pray for people that have flu all across America. There's a influenza outbreak all across this land. We speak healing over you or any other infirmity condition that you may have. We have an engineer who puts these broadcasts on every day, gives oversight to him. Her name is Arena, and she's been very ill, and they've taken her to the hospital. She needs a miracle. And so would you pray right now for Arena? Father, we pray for Arena, who is our engineer here on BPN Radio from the nation of Moldova, all the way to Moldova. Lord, we pray these prayers of healing and restoration. Would you heal her now in Jesus' name? And Father God, we pray for those that need healing at this very moment, and they're listening to BPN Radio. We that are praying here today, we set ourselves in agreement for healing for these that need your touch. You are Jehovah Rapha, you are our healer. And by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, we come into your presence believing, God, that you're at work in our lives and that you are a healing Jesus. So we ask in the name of the Lord, healing for every person that needs that miracle today. By your stripes, we were healed, and by your stripes, we are healed in Jesus' name. I want to pray today that God will set up for you divine appointments and divine connections. You know, Russia is in the news today. A lot of things happening in Russia with the great bear there that is, of course, is talked about in Bible prophecy. And so there's a lot of things going on. I visited Russia a few years ago and was able to minister to some people there. And I went to Russia by invitation from one of my spiritual sons, Evander Holyfield, who is a former four-time boxing champion of the world. And Evander was boxing for the World Heavyweight Championship there in Russia. And as I sat ringside, you know, you get to thinking, how did I get here? I mean, I'm a minister, and here I'm sitting at ringside with watching the heavyweight championship of the world in Moscow, Russia. And I got there by divine appointment, divine connection, because quite a few years ago, while ministering at a church in Austin, Texas, I heard the Holy Spirit say, Evander Holyfield is about to make a major comeback, which makes me know that God really is thinking about us. And the word of the Lord said to me, the Holy Spirit spoke into my ear and said, Evander Holyfield is about to make a major comeback. I did not know that he had lost three consecutive fights, and the state of New York had banned him from boxing there because he had had a condition with his heart. So I just spoke it out right there in the service, not knowing that the young man that I was about to minister to was Evander Holyfield's personal trainer. So he told Evander what I said that night, because Evander wasn't even there, but Evander asked him to give me his number. I called him. I began to pray for him, and then I began to make the comeback tour. And he won several boxing matches in a row. I was able to spend time with him, pray with him, and move into a dimension, a category of life and ministry that I'd never been a part of, getting to meet some people in the boxing world and beginning to travel many different places. So I'm just here to tell you that your whole life can change by a divine appointment, divine connection. And God desires to provide some connections for you. You must understand that I've got to do far more than anything I ever dreamed for, hoped for. It all came through just meeting people who had the keys to a door, and they opened the door for me. There are some doors you could never, ever get through, but somebody has the keys to those doors to help fulfill your God-given assignment. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, there may be little happening. Maybe you've not thought about going to Moscow, Russia, or some other city or nation of the world, or doing something you never dreamed you would get to do. But God desires to promote you. We know that promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one up. And so I just pray in Jesus' name right now that God will give you a promotion, and he'll do it by setting up divine appointments, divine connections, because there's somebody waiting to help you, somebody waiting to help you and to enlarge your steps. And so I pray for you right now, and I encourage you to pray every day as I do for divine appointments and divine connections in your life, because all of us need partners, and I know that there are partners out there for you. So I thank you for it, Lord God, and I bless you, and I bless the people that are here listening. Before I get Bethany Bilbo on the line to talk with her today about singleness, I want to remind you that we have a prayer and prophetic gathering coming up in Austin. A prayer leaders gathering coming up in Austin, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. We encourage you to be here. Todd and Cindy Mooring will be leading the worship. It's going to be a great time. Thursday evening, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. And other people are coming. Prayer leaders are coming to help us pray. If you are a prayer leader, or you desire to be a prayer leader, or you just have a passion to pray, you said, I'd like to come pray with some people because I need a word from God. I need direction in my life. I need healing. I need encouragement. Just head for Austin. And I would say head for the hills, because we are in the hill country. And if you can spend an extra day in beautiful Austin, Texas, there's no city like it in the state of Texas and in America. Beautiful city. Come to Austin. Pray with us April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And to register, because there's no registration fee, to register, you need to go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And there is a place to register. And then you will receive hotel information, other information about the prayer leaders gathering. So remember that those dates, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, and I'll be hosting those, and we'll be praying with you. And remember that one word from God can change your life forever. Also, March the 15th and 16th, Leland and I, four-time Grammy nominee, Leland and I will be in Concord, California for a prayer and prophetic gathering at New Hope Church. New Hope Church. Jeff Kinney is the pastor there. Great church. And that will be Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, and Monday night, March 15th and 16th. And that, of course, is in the San Francisco, Oakland, California area. So just a shout out to all the people out there in the Bay Area of California or anybody that can get there. A couple of other dates that I would like to mention before we have a song by Bethany Bilbo, and we talked to her about singleness. I would like to remind you that there is a call to Comanche, Oklahoma. You say, well, never heard of Comanche. The call to Comanche is June the 25th through the 27th. Dr. Larry Martin and I, both of us launched out from Comanche, Oklahoma, 40-something years ago. In fact, I'll be celebrating 49 years of ministry in June in Comanche. And Gene and I, we launched out full-time ministry from there on March the 12th, 1967. And so Larry, Dr. Larry Martin and I, we want to, both of us came out of that one church there in Comanche. And in fact, we're going to go back to that church and invite you to come back to that church. And we're going to help you get launched or relaunched, started or restarted, doing what God has put in your heart to do. Maybe you've lost momentum. Maybe you think you're too young, you're too old. I don't know what it may be, but we're gonna go back, and we're going to tell you that from Comanche, Oklahoma, from that weekend, Thursday evening, Friday morning, Friday evening, Saturday morning, that weekend in Comanche, June the 25th through the 27th, will literally change your life. And we're going to tell you that from Comanche, where we got started, that you can go anywhere in the world. Dr. Larry Martin, of course, has ministered to thousands and thousands of people all around the world. He's written many books. He's written more books on the Azusa Street Revival than anybody that I know of. And he was the Bible school president during the days of the Brownsville Revival. He was very involved in that. And so it's going to be great. And Larry Martin has been my friend since we were boys in Comanche, Oklahoma. It's going to be great. So come to Comanche. One other date while we're talking about that, I want to talk about Leland. Remember that Leland and I will be hosting the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering in Austin, Texas, and that will be July the 19th, 20th, and the 21st in Austin, Texas, Jubilee Christian Center. So you have an opportunity to come and be with us. We have some options there, and I've said many times that options are good. We're praying here on Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio, and if your city is not signed up, go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com. And you can sign yourself up, your city, your church, so that you can be 1,000 points of light. And also, I would be happy for you to send me a prayer for America, a prayer for whatever people group that you may have a passion to pray for, and just put it on your iPhone. Just record it audio and just send me an email. And I'll listen to your prayer and pray it and play it at the appropriate time. And all you have to do is send it to Breakout Prayer Network, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Well, in just a moment, Bethany Bilbo is going to come. We're going to talk to her. But first of all, I want to play a song, a new song by her called Lost in You. Here's Bethany Bilbo, and then we'll be moving on with the interview.
Desperate for
Well, it's a delight to have on BPN Radio today a young lady that I've known since she was 8 years old, Bethany Bilbo. And Bethany grew up singing on the stage of her local church at the age of 10, delivered her first sermon at the age of 14. Along with her traveling ministry as conference speaker and recording artist, she also serves as worship pastor as well as youth pastor at two church campuses in South Louisiana, Praise Church of New Orleans and the Miracle Center of Gonzales. She also is founder and director of Judah Force Hip Hop Dance Crew for youth and young adults. Bethany Bilbo is an ordained minister of the gospel and is the 28-year-old daughter of Pastors Garland and Beverly Bilbo. At the age of 15, Bethany's first solo album was released, and she's currently working in the studio on her new music project. You've just heard her brand-new single. We're going to play another one of her songs in just a moment. But, Bethany, it's a delight to have you on the broadcast today.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me today. I'm honored.
Well, I've known you for a long time and your family, and we sure love you guys. And I invited you on today because one of the hot topics in the Christian world, particularly among young ladies, is singleness. And there are so many young ladies out there that are so worried that they're not going to have a husband, that they won't have a life without a husband, and wondering if they're going to get married. And we're seeing some of these young ladies make bad choices because they rush into a marriage because they think that the most important thing in their life is having a husband, which I know is very, very important, but it's a major challenge. So here you are, a 28-year-old single young lady, and I think your life is still full, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It definitely is. You know, that's definitely a topic that I love to share about, being that I am single. I've never been married before. And, you know, it's definitely an issue that a lot of young women face, especially in the body of Christ, because we make a stand for certain things, you know, and I feel like God has spoken to me, well, I know he spoke to me about this years ago, about, you know, a lot of people look at the title of single and they kind of accept it like as it's like a curse or something. And God just showed me like years ago that it's a season. Being single is a season, and, you know, there's a beginning and an end to every season. And we have to focus on, what are we to do in this season? And, you know, if right now our season is single, that's our opportunity to do everything that we can do now in pursuing the call of God on our life and doing things that we can do, like, you know, write that song, write that book, because once we're married, our season changes, and it's no longer about us. It's about us and our spouse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, what counsel would you give these single adults, young ladies, who are just very anxious about their life, not having a husband? How do they come to a peace about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, for myself, definitely there have been times of, you know, experiencing loneliness, but I have to stay focused on the call that God has placed on my life, and staying focused on the fact that, you know, during this season of singleness, you know, to keep pursuing the kingdom of God. You know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things shall be added unto you. And once it becomes revelation to us, and, you know, I definitely, it's very important to surround yourself with believers, you know, and everybody who goes to church may not be somebody that we need to hang around with, you know, because people who go to church, they're people that are dealing with hurt, dealing with pain. We need to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with strong believers. And so I would say to, you know, to single women who may be struggling with this, is that, you know, relationships is a very important thing in our life, and who we align ourselves will determine where we're going in our future. And so, trying to fill the void of loneliness by hurrying up and getting into a relationship, is, you know, it may seem awesome, it may seem great, but it's not always the best choice. And we, as Christians, as believers, need to, you know, just to pray about it, just to pray, God, you know, I know that you put me in this season for a reason. You know, for whatever reason, God, no matter how long or how short this season may be, I know that there's a beginning and an end, and I want to fulfill and seize this current season that you have in my life. And so that's the thing, is just staying focused. That's what I've had to do. You know, there was a period of time where I haven't even been on a date in 5 years, you know, just because of realizing, it was a choice of realizing the fact that, you know, God, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to, you know, align myself in the wrong relationships. I want your perfect will in my life.
Well, it's evident, Bethany, that you have filled your life with a lot of ministry activities and working with young people. And I certainly believe that the mistake that so many young ladies make is they spend all of their time pursuing a husband instead of pursuing the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives and exercising all of those gifts and talents and abilities they may have, like you have the ability to preach, to work with young people, to record, to sing. And I think that God has given you a lot of privileges there. So, you know, pursuing a husband, I believe, is it could be a major mistake. I do believe that God has already assigned a husband for you, an Isaac for you, and every other young lady that is listening to this broadcast on this Saturday. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir. I do believe that. Yes, sir. I totally agree.
And so in preparation for a husband, what would you talk to young ladies about? How to keep themselves pure, maybe any boundaries of their dating? You're not an odd person not having a date within in the past 5 years, because I understand that you're pursuing God. I know that you're a beautiful young lady, but you're pursuing God, and I know that God is going to bring that special Isaac into your life. But what would you share with young ladies about preparing themselves for their husbands or keeping themselves pure for their husbands?
Yes, sir. That's a great thing to talk about. You know, I believe that, you know, purity in the Bible, it talks about purity, you know, and of course we can always pull from the Proverbs 31 woman, you know, and you know, one thing that really came real to me with being single and being a single young woman is that, you know, the Bible states that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and that implies that, to me, the way that I interpret that scripture, that us as women, you know, have to believe that the man is going to come and pursue us, and that's how God intended it. I think our generation has kind of perverted a lot of things, and to where that the women have become more aggressive. And I don't believe that that's the way that God has intended for that to be. Naturally, a man is a hunter, and I believe, just as, you know, you were sharing, also that God has the right man for us, and you know, he's going to find us. God's going to bring it in the right time. And that's where our trust in God has to kick in, is because we need to be so trusting in God and knowing that, hey, everything is going to work out. It may not be the way I think it needs to be or in the timing, but, you know, but it's going to work out. But yes, you know, abstaining from, you know, from things, you know, abstaining from sex. You know, I'm 28 years old, but I'm a virgin, and it's by choice. You know, that there's been opportunities, but I made a stand, and that's not to boast about that by any means, but it's to say that, you know, we have to have such a passion and understanding to protect our calling. And hey, you know, if people have made mistakes, it's okay. God forgives, and there's always a second chance, you know, and God can renew us and all of that stuff, but we need to protect our calling. And, yeah, you know, if our body is the temple, you know, and if he is living in us, he is, you know, and we're housing Christ, you know, the Holy Spirit, it lives inside of us. And yeah, so we have to protect that. We have to protect our temple. And, you know, in our society, in our generation, even in the church, there's a lot of people who think nothing of having sex outside of marriage, but we can't forget that that's clearly stated as a sin. And there's also things like, you know, as women, you know, we need to dress, you know, modest. It doesn't mean we have to, you know, not look attractive or cute, but definitely, you know, we don't want to cause a man to sin, and we don't want to. My dad always told me, and I think this is hysterical, but very true, that whatever you catch a man with, you got to get him with, you know, I mean, you got to keep him with. Whatever, yeah, you catch a man with, you have to keep him with. So yeah, if we're using and, be, you know, dressing seductively, then, you know, we have to maintain that. And of course, we all know the laws of gravity will not always be the same. And right, so, you know, there's just, that's just what I believe, you know, I believe that God's going to send the man into our life. That, and when we trust God, we just, you know, and it's hard to trust God, especially when people in our lives have failed us. Sometimes there are situations where it's easy for us to trust the Lord, and there's other times where we have to make extra effort in order to trust Him, just because it's human nature. But, you know, I believe that it really also falls back on, you know, trusting in Him and believing that God is going to take care of my future. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declare the Lord, plans not to harm us, not to withhold us of our desires." You know, and if God placed that dream inside of us to get married, then, hey, you know what? I believe that we're going to get married, because He will give us the desires of our heart. It's just in God's perfect timing.
Yeah. So, well, I believe that. And so I know that young ladies should not be anxious. Not everybody is getting married now when they're 21 years old. And I know that people always have an opportunity at the right time. So I want you to say a prayer for these single young ladies that we're focusing on today here on BPN Radio. And I just want you to pray for them right now.
Yes, sir. Well, Holy Spirit, we just thank you, God, I thank you also for the opportunity that I have to share and to speak to these young ladies, God. And I know, God, that as you have shown me and you have caused the revelation, God, of your word and of your promises to become so real to me, God, that you can do the same to each and every one of these young women, God. That I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would help us, oh God, to abstain from things, oh God, that are pressures of this world, oh God, that you would help us to know who we are in you, God, and the promises that you have for us. God, I just thank you for encouraging us. God, I ask that your Holy Spirit would just give us peace. It would comfort us, God, and we just thank you for encouraging our spirits today, God, that that we know, God, that you have our future perfectly lined up, God, and we don't want to put our hand in it and mess any of that up. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have called us to greatness. I thank you for the call that you have placed on each and every one of the young women who are tuning in today into their life, God, and their purpose. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the dreams that they have, God, and that they will come about. God, and I thank you that even in the moments of loneliness, that we can reflect on your word, that we can reflect on your promises, God, and the future that you have for us, Lord Jesus, and we can find peace in that, peace in you, God. God, and we know that we're not fighting this situation alone, God, but we have you fighting on our behalf, God. And we just ask that you would help us, God, in weak moments, that we can just trust you. When we feel like there's no hope, when we feel, oh God, that there's no turn in our situation, God, that we can just relax and just trust in you. God, and I just give you praise. I exalt you. I thank you that you will show up in our life in a mighty way. God, make yourself real to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you very much, Bethany. It's a wonderful prayer. And I would highly recommend anybody listening, if they would like to invite you to minister in their church or their group, or purchase your music, which we're going to play another one of your songs. How can they reach you, Bethany?
Yes, sir. I have on my website. It's BilboMinistries.com is my last name, B as in Bravo, I, L as in Women, B as in Bravo, O. And especially if you're familiar with the Lord of the Rings, you know my last name. And so also you can email me at Bethany@BilboMinistries.com. I also have a YouTube channel that people can check out clips of my messages, parts of my music project I'm putting together. I have some clips on there. Also Facebook and Twitter, and there's basically all forms of social media I'm on, which all of those are great ways to communicate with me. And, yeah.
Well, that's very good. And you have you've been a tremendous blessing today, and I know ministering to a lot of young ladies, you brought hope and encouragement and some wise counsel there. And tell us about your music project, because we're about to let you introduce another one of your new songs. What's happening with your music?
Yes, sir. So last year I began working with a brand new project, and it's special to me because it's all songs that I've written, and it's the first time I've ever done this. And so I've just been kind of walking it out, and Anyway, but this song that we're about to go into is called You're Welcome Here. And I believe that, you know, just in our worship and our quiet times with God, that, you know, sometimes He just wants to know that He's welcome into the room, into our lives. And so that's where the heart in which I wrote this song is just telling the Holy Spirit, You're welcome in this place. And I want You in here to just, you know, to come and take away all my fears, all my pain. You're welcome into my heart. And so that's kind of the heart in which I wrote this song, and I'm real excited about this project. I've got three songs two songs on iTunes. The third one's going to be up actually this weekend, and so which is this one we're going to go into, and they can be found on iTunes. And so I'm just kind of, as I'm recording these songs, I'm putting them on iTunes as I can. And so anyway, so I'm really excited about it. And I love this song because it starts off with worship, and then it kind of concludes, it builds up into this gospel, soulful sound. And so I hope everybody enjoys it, and it's a blessing to them.
Okay, Bethany, you introduce your song. We're going to play it. Thank you for being on today. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, bless you too.
Okay, you introduce it and we'll play it.
Okay, right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, well, here is your welcome here. Hope you enjoy it.
I'm not afraid to die. such peace I've never known before. You are my love, the song I sing, my happiness, my everything. You are my peace, fulfilling my dreams. You are my joy, my everything. Came in my heart, consumed every part, opening every prison door, setting me free, helping me see. You've caused all my dreams to soar.
You are my love, the song I sing, my happiness, my everything. You are my peace, fulfilling my dreams. You are my joy, my everything.
Yeah, yeah, let's go. Your presence leaves me breathless. You open my ears from deafness. You are my all in all, the reason why I'm standing tall. Yeah, yeah, remove my past from all my mess. Never felt so good, I must confess. My life, the breath I breathe, you are my everything.
Touching,
yeah,
with you brings sweet contentment.
Come on,
placing
let's
my
go.
Trust in you alone, erasing
yeah.
my past, all fears and resentment, bringing
yo,
me
yo.
Peace I've never.
Whoa.
Thank you very much, Bethany Bilbo. A great song there, a couple of songs that she sang, and I like her style very, very much. You can order Bethany's music on iTunes. Just go to iTunes, put in your password there, and whatever you need to do, you can purchase her music, Bethany Bilbo. Known her for a long time. She's an incredible young lady, incredible preacher of the gospel, and she's a beautiful young lady. And she's waiting, of course, for her Isaac to come. And so I just declare that all of you ladies are going to wait for your Isaac. Wait for God to bring your Isaac, the Holy Spirit to bring your Isaac to you. So I pray that that will happen in due season, that you'll not become too anxious. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On the air at this time, or actually any time, 24 hours a day. There's no way that you can miss Dale Gentry. Since November, I've been continuously broadcasting here on internet radio. The Holy Spirit said, I want you to broadcast 24 hours a day. And that really seemed like an impossibility at the time. How can you broadcast 24 hours a day? I'm only one guy. And yet God has provided a way for me to do that. And so I'm so very thankful, grateful, thankful to Michael Sean Bourne, our producer, who has helped make this possible, and other people, of course, that are working with us here on BPN Radio, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. God, we need you right now. Our nation needs you, and we need you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And so, Bethany Bilbo, she's getting to do what God has put in her heart to do. I'm just going to pray for you right now that God will, that you will be able to do what God has put in your heart to do. I'm believing for that. And that, you know what that is? It's called passion. One of the things that has kept Gene and I going, preaching the gospel for almost 49 years, this summer will be 49 years, because we just have such a tremendous passion for God and for the work of God. Passion for Him and passion for His house and His work. And I'm so thankful that God has kept us on course. We've made the journey through fires and floods and all kinds of stuff, but I'm here to testify today that God is a very faithful God. He is faithful. He'll not leave you, forsake you. So, Father, I just, here on BPN Radio today, on this Thursday, I pray for those that have deep passion in their heart to do something great for God. And I really know that you've called us, God, to be great for you, great for God. I remember a reminder of the David Shibley book that I recommend everybody reads called Great for God. So I just pray for those out there that want to be great for God, whether it's a preaching ministry, in evangelism, it may be in business, it may be in government, it may be in science, it may be in medicine, it may be in music. Some of you want to record a CD, you want to record a song. You don't know exactly how you're going to be able to do that, but there's a way. I'm just here to tell you that whatever is in your heart to do, there's a way to do it. The prophet said to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. So sometimes we get a direct word from God, and sometimes we don't hear anything, but God puts something deep in the recesses of our hearts, and it just will not leave. It's embedded there. So I pray for you. I have this deep passion in my heart to help people do what God has called them to do. And so I love to hold the ladder and climb. That's why we have Young Preachers International, a ministry for young people 24 years and younger that want to preach the gospel to their generation. And of course, you can find out more about that on youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. So I have a whole group of young people that we work with, pray with, encourage, because I want to hold the ladder, let people climb and encourage people, young people, older, whoever it may be, because you're never too young and you're never too old. And so I just want to encourage you to do the will of God. Can I do that? Father, I pray. I just intercede right now for those that are listening here today, that are praying with us today, that have this deep yearning in their heart. They know, Father God, there's more to do than what they're doing, more to say than what they're saying, more to preach than what they're preaching, and more to start than what they're starting, more places to go than where they're going, more deals to close than what they're closing, more music to write than what they're writing, more songs to sing than what they are singing. So I pray for them today, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So I'm just encouraging you today to write it down. Write it down. Whatever the Holy Spirit has put in your heart that is embedded inside of you, that is entrenched in your life, and it will not let go of you. But you know that God wants you to do that. You need to write it down, and then declare it and decree it. Whatever God is saying to you, declare it, decree it. Whatever He's putting in your heart, speak it out. Because you hear something, and then you see something, and then you say something. You create your worlds. You create your future by your words. I'm going to say that again. You create your world. You create your future by your words. And so I want to encourage you today to speak those words, and then you must do something with your feet. Remember that your hands are not involved. It's ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. So you hear something with your ears, you hear whatever the Holy Spirit is saying to you, then you see something. If you can see it, you can have it. I've taught that many years. And then you need to begin to say something. Say it, because your words are creative words. You speak your worlds into existence, your assignments into existence. Then you must do something that corresponds with what you are seeing and hearing and saying. And that is very, very, very important. So when God called me to preach, pastors were not inviting me to preach, not responding to my request to preach. So I had to do something with my feet. I had heard it, I'd seen it, and I had said it. Now I had to do it. So I invited myself to lead a revival in my home. I accepted the invitation. And every day after I got home from work and had lunch, and I would go in and I would introduce myself. And then I would begin to preach. I would receive an offering, give it to my own offering, give an invitation, respond to my own invitation to know the Lord. And it just got good. And I extended an invitation to myself to have an extended meeting. And I don't know how many weeks it went on, but I kept preaching, had my finger out there. And as I began to preach, I got to a place where I no longer saw the wall in front of me. I saw churches and cities and nations that I was ministering to. And eventually that began to happen. And so I want to encourage you to take hope and disregard all of the negativity around you. Disregard all of the voices that says you can't do that, you can't have that, you can't be that, and respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So I pray for you today, those of you that have tremendous passion in your heart, those of you that have a desire to do great exploits for God, great exploits in your life, we need you now. Your nation needs you now. Your city needs you now. Your church needs you now. And the world needs you now. So I pray for you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that God will open major opportunities for you, major doors for you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The young lady that's playing music right now, Courtney Vandiver Pierre, when she was 12 years old, the doctor told her that she'd never play an instrument again because of a malfunction in her life. But she knew that she could do it. God put it in her heart. And this year she was nominated. She was nominated for a Grammy Award. So you can't ever give up, give out, or give in, because God is at work in your life and He desires to give you the desires of your heart. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio. Remember, if you want to make a contribution, you can go to bpnradio.com, go down to the donate button, and you can use your PayPal, you can use your credit card, debit card. There's an address, I believe, there for a check. If you want to send a check, you want to make a donation, a contribution, sow a seed to Breakout Prayer Network and BPN Radio, then that will give you the opportunity. If you have a prayer request, you can also go to bpnradio.com, click on your prayer request. We'll pray for you for the next 5 days. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow at this time or any time. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.